My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Before we give our season-long picks for some major NFL awards, we're going to give the listeners a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at Capital One Arena. 10th caller right now on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. You'll score those tickets for the It Ain't Right Tour Saturday, September 28th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. So 10th caller right now, you will win. And you get tickets for free instead of paying for them. It's a nice perk. It's a good
thing. I'll be at that show.
Very good.
That'll be an awesome show.
Excellent. All right, we drew from the Odyssey mug about 20 minutes ago for major NFL season-long awards. Got NFL MVP, Offensive Rookie of the Year, Offensive Player of the Year, and Defensive Player of the Year. Let's lead off with Jason. Give your category and give your rationale for who your pick is. We'll end with me because I have the NFL MVP pick, which, of course, is the most important award.
All right, I got Offensive Player of the Year. And last year was McCaffrey, bomb year.
Yep.
Do you guys want to pitch people to each other, too? Like, you know what I mean?
Like we do, like in our...
Yeah.
Well, you can tell me who you really like, and I'll tell you who I like. I don't know who the final vote is going to be.
Float some different guys.
Sure, we can do that. We can debate it.
So last year was McCaffrey, bomb year. The year before that was Justin Jefferson, bomb year. Cooper Kupp won it the year before. So it's usually a receiver or a running back. I mean, it has been a quarterback every now and then. The last quarterback to win it was Mahomes. That was 6 years ago. So I'm not going to go quarterback just because, I mean, unless someone just has a bomb here and throws 50 touchdowns or 45 touchdowns. Tyreek Hill's never won it.
And didn't he have 1,799 yards receiving last year?
He was approaching 2,000 receiving yards last year.
Yeah.
I think he missed one game. Year before that, he did play a full season, but he had a better year last year in terms of yardage. He also had 13 touchdowns. Now, his total career total or career high for receiving touchdowns is 15 in 2020. But, man, he had – and, of course, he had Mahomes thrown to him. If Tua stays healthy, and obviously if Tyreek stays healthy, I just think he comes close to that 2,000-yard mark again. He'll be in that 1,700 to 1,900 yards. And I think he'll be in that 13 to 15 touchdown range. I mean, unless McCaffrey backs up what he did last year, which I don't think he will, because I think they're going to scale him back a little bit. Tyreek Hill, I think, is plus 700 for Offensive Player of the Year.
Can I pitch a guy who I think is a little bit of a dark horse?
Yes, you
but
can.
I think if he plays up to his abilities and his quarterback can last more than a quarter, Yeah. I think Garrett Wilson is primed for a monster year.
It's a good one.
Go look at his numbers from last year with actual skeletons throwing him the ball. Like some of the worst quarterback play you've ever seen, and he put up pretty good numbers. If Aaron Rodgers is throwing him the ball for 15, 16 games, I don't know if he'll get into Tyreek Hill territory, but he's going to have a huge year.
This is why I wouldn't go with him, because you've got Breece Hall.
That's true. They cannibalize each other.
Yeah, Breece Hall's going to take some of his numbers.
You know who doesn't have a running back who's going to cannibalize him, at least of significance?
Mm-hmm.
He finished third last year with CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
So CeeDee Lamb had just 50 yards less than Tyreek Hill.
Stud.
Had 12 touchdowns receiving and caught 135 balls last season.
He would be good.
And he doesn't really have a stud number two. It's CeeDee Lamb and a drop-off in Dallas.
I'd agree.
Dak contract year, by the way. They're probably going to throw the football a lot. Had a great offense. So I would throw him in. But
CD's a plus 1,100, so those odds are a little steeper. So he would be a good pick.
I mean, if he stays healthy and that offense does what it's designed to do by Mike McDaniel, he's going to have a gigantic year.
Well, can I throw out an obvious?
Sure.
This is for Offensive Player of the Year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why everyone always talks about Mahomes and Lamar. What about Josh Allen? I mean, he had 15 rushing touchdowns last year.
Yeah.
Right? He's kind of unlocked that key. He's durable, which is what I really like. In the last, pretty much since his rookie year, he's played 16 games.
I mean, I think he'll be up there. The problem
he'll be
is,
right up there. He's going to throw for 4,500 yards. He's going to throw for 30-plus touchdowns.
Yep.
And he's going to rush for 10 or more.
Problem is, what Jason said is for whatever reason, they've kind of separated now where the quarterbacks get the MVPs and the offensive player of the year is to a non-quarterback. Generally, like if you look at the
I defer to that, the
last year's voting, top three was McCaffrey, Hill, Lamb. Then it's all quarterbacks after Lamar, Dak, Josh Allen, Purdy.
All right. I defer to that.
But I think that's kind of the way it's going.
The only thing I would say with Cakes also with Garrett Wilson besides the Breece Hall is that I lost my train of thought. Who were you saying, Garrett Wilson? Oh, yeah. Is that the odds on that's got to be huge.
I would think.
Yeah.
So it would actually go in your favor.
Yeah. It's a drab like that. All right. So we got Tyreek, Offensive Player of the Year. JP, give your award next.
All right. Offensive Rookie of the Year. Obviously, you can consider Jaden Daniels. Some people are going Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. There are a bunch of young quarterbacks like Bo Nix, who, if he plays well, could be in the mix. But I'm sorry, Caleb Williams is set up for the most success. Last year, this is what DJ Moore did with Justin Fields at quarterback. DJ Moore had 96 catches for 1,364 yards and 8 touchdowns. Cole Kmet, the tight end, 73 catches, 6 touchdowns, over 700 yards. They add Keenan Allen. I was thinking, oh, he must be washed. He's 32. You know what he did last year? He caught 108 balls.
Reports are he was fat during training camp. Got
108 balls in 13 games. Oh, and they drafted Odunze.
Yeah, he's a stud.
So I think Caleb Williams is just set up for success. We saw some flashes in the preseason of spectacular throws. His completion percentage wasn't great, but then I saw an analysis on that he had some drops in that preseason game.
It still shocks me.
It wasn't as bad as it looked.
Is it? I think it's correct that a Bears quarterback has never passed for 4,000 yards in a season. Never.
Well, they never really had a prolific quarterback,
in the history of the franchise.
McMahon wasn't a prolific quarterback.
That franchise goes back a long way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's a great pick, and I think he's primed, as long as he plays 60 or 17 games, to pass for 4,000 plus yards.
I would lobby for Jaden, but I understand Caleb.
If you're looking at the odds, Caleb is a minus odds pick.
Yeah.
So if we put up $10, so
he's an overwhelming favorite. Daniels is plus 500. Can I throw out Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Oh, yeah.
Plus 650, maybe plus 700.
It's a good one.
I mean, what's the point of
Caleb is obviously
eight?
Just to win.
I know. I'm kind of.
You want to win
I generally lean your
Cakes
way.
Cakes does a 17 team favorite parlay every week.
I'm going to do it again. I'm a sucker. I'll just do it again. All right. So, Caleb, the O'Roy. EB, you have the Depoy, Defensive Player of the Year.
Probably one of the most boring ones here. But it's kind of interesting. I know who I'm going to pick. And you guys go with it or not. I don't. It's up to you. But it is interesting that in the last 4 years, like TJ Watt's been either the winner in the top four, like three of the last 4 years.
He had
like
19 sacks last
season. He's always in it. Miles Garrett won it last year, and I thought, well, did he have like 20 sacks or something? He actually only had 14, the same amount the guy that I'm going to pick, because I actually think he's the best player defensively, and it's only because I'm exposed to him a lot, and that's Micah Parsons.
Yeah,
I love Micah Parsons. I know he's a Cowboy. I'm not supposed to like him. That guy's a beast. As soon as the Cowboys announced they were drafting him, he walked towards Roger Goodell, and I went, that guy's different.
He had the swagger.
That guy's different than all the other guys. Mm-hmm. You could just tell, and he's a game changer. I just would never bet against him. Now, he's not going to put up probably like 20 sacks like some of these other guys might, but he just does that. He's a game wrecker. So, I don't know. I like Micah
Parsons. Pick.
Yeah, it's hard to argue against Micah.
I mean, I would argue TJ Watt that he might get a bounce back because he's deserved a couple of these defensive players' years. He's won one.
Yeah.
And like you said, he's always there, and he just puts up the most spectacular numbers year after year.
It's usually a defensive lineman who wins it.
Yeah.
Unless you have some guy that's like eight interceptions.
Last secondary or defensive back was Stephon Gilmore in 19.
Mm-hmm.
But it's usually a defensive end.
All right, so defensive player of the year, Micah Parsons. We will round out the season-long awards with NFL MVP. I have that pick. I think this is an obvious no-brainer. It's got to be Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he's set up for so much more success. He's already
receiving core is better.
He's won the NFL MVP twice. They add Hollywood Brown. He won't play tonight. He's banged up, but he'll probably be back in 2 or 3 weeks. Xavier Worthy gets drafted to add another deep threat. They bring in Samaje Perine to catch balls out of the backfield.
You can't be hyping him up. You're hyping up Perine?
He's going to have a big role in a high-powered offense. Wow. Travis Kelce, he's 35. I think he's going to start showing signs of slowing down. You saw it last year during the regular season. He ramped it up in the playoffs. I mean, Mahomes is a no-brainer pick. If you guys want
to hard to bet against him,
name out there, please do.
Plus, I almost think it's the psychological bounce back that they gave it to Lamar last year. He's got two.
Yeah.
Mahomes has two.
Right.
So now bounce back to Mahomes.
Yep.
It's fine. I like my Josh Allen pick, but I go with Mahomes.
I think he'll be in the mix too.
Yeah.
All right, so MVP goes to Mahomes. Caleb Williams, offensive rookie of the year. Tyreek, offensive player of the year.
What about a long shot on MVP?
Who?
I don't know what the odds are. I got to look it up. Aaron Rodgers.
Mm. I mean, I'm guessing it's going to be long odds, but you throw
it's
a few bucks on it.
It's going to be really long odds.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to go with your boy Purdy.
Nah, I don't think he'll put up MVP numbers.
Who decides MVP? The journalists? The writers?
I think it's AP, isn't it?
Because Aaron Rodgers is so hated now by...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
So you guys all picked the favorite in each category.
Chalk, baby.
We did?
Yes.
I never looked.
Yeah.
Well, Caleb, was Tyreek Hill the favorite?
Yep. $10 pays you guys $6,675.
Oh, that's how you're doing it. You're doing it like a parlay.
If you put it into parlay, yeah.
I mean, let's throw a few bucks on that.
Well, that's good then. That's good then that we pick favorites, actually.
All right, when we come back, we will hit the Skins, give you the latest on the Commanders as they prep to take on the Tampa Bay Bucks this weekend. And don't forget, coming up at 7:20, we'll talk more NFL with Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. It's all coming up here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.